भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो बिफोर स्टार्टिंग द क्लास आई वुड सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ महाराज जी एंड ऑल द वैष्णवस हियर। इज द ईगरनेस ऑफ द वैष्णवस टू हियर भागवतम विच इज एक्चुअली अ ब्लेसिंग फॉर द स्पीकर एंड डिवोटीज कैन ओनली गिव दिस ब्लेसिंग नेचुरली बिकॉज दे हैव अ ईगरनेस टू हियर श्रीमद् भागवतम। दैट्स लाइक अ पर्सन हु इज कुकिंग अ फीस्ट। If he knows nobody is interested in feast, he will not be inclined to cook. So, devotees are eager for hearing Bhagavatam, so that's why something can come out from the speaker's voice. Okay, so we are going to discuss today Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 9, Text 22 and 23. So, 22 is not there on the board. So, first we'll chant 23, and if you have the smartphones, can keep them on flight mode, because I will be discussing 22 and 23 together. So I will tell you to please look at the shloka 22. I will read it now, but again in the explanation I will come back on 22 and discuss some of the words. So I will just chant 22 for now. Te palayantah sayama samayasura swakritam dripa tushnimasan kritasneha stri vivada jugupsaya. O king, since the demons had promised to accept whatever the woman did, whether just or unjust, now to keep this promise, to show their equilibrium and to show themselves from fighting with a woman, they remained silent. Now we'll chant 23rd. Yes.
Tasyam kritati pranayah pranayapaya kataraha बहुमानेना चाबद्धा नोचुः किंचन विप्रियम् तस्याम् ऑफ मोहिनी मूर्ति कृताति प्रणयः बिकॉज ऑफ स्टॉन्च फ्रेंडशिप प्रणय पाय कातरः बीइंग अफ्रेड दैट देयर फ्रेंडशिप विल विद हर वुड बी ब्रोकन बहुमानेना बाय ग्रेट रेस्पेक्ट एंड ऑनर च ऑल्सो आबद्धा बीइंग टू अटैच टू हर ना नॉट उचुहु दे सेड किंचना इवन द स्लाइटेस्ट थिंग विप्रियम बाय विच मोहिनी मूर्ति माइट बी डिसप्लीज्ड विद देम। Translation: the demons had developed affection for Mohini Murthy and a kind of faith in her, and they were afraid of disturbing their relationship. Therefore, they showed respect and honor to her words and did not say anything that might disturb their friendship with her. Purport: the demons were so captivated by the tricks and friendly words of Mohini Murthy, and although the demigods were served first, the demons were pacified merely by sweet words. Lord said to the demons, the demigods are very miserly and are excessively anxious to take the nectar first. So let them have it first. Since you are not like them, you can wait a little longer. You are all heroes and are so pleased with me. It is better for you to wait until after the demigods drink.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Parishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschata Tishtarane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'll make my presentation now. First thing is that in 1.1.1 Srimad Bhagavatam has been also compared to Mohini Murthy. Just like Mohini Murthy was giving nectar to the demons, to the demigods, and the poison to the, not the poison, but he was depriving the nectar, depriving the demons of the nectar. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is actually relishable only by devotees. And those who are demons or of the nature of demons who are not devotees, they cannot relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Can somebody switch off? This speaker is kind of giving a feedback. So, this has been explained thoroughly in the Shastras that Krishna's form has sweetness, but that can only be experienced when a person has love. So that to the degree a person has bhakti, he can taste Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam being non-different from Krishna can only be tasted by a person who is a devotee of Krishna. This first thing. So what we are seeing here is the difference of vision of the demigods and the demons. The demons are thinking, no, first let's see the demigods. Demigods are also looking at the beauty of Mohini Murti. But just like a boy will say, can see that, oh, my mother is beautiful. So the boy is seeing his mother. So his attitude is different. My mother is beautiful. Yes, my mother is beautiful. So they are also experiencing Mohini Murti, but they are saying, yes, my mother has come, our mother has come, our Lord has come to give us nectar. Now, demons are thinking, she is my future wife. And everybody was thinking like that. Although they knew that she will marry only one person, but everybody was thinking, oh, because I am the most qualified among the demons, so she will marry me only. And everybody was feeling like that also. It's not difficult for Krishna to have it like this. Because in Golok Vrindavan, every Gopakumar thinks, Krishna is looking at me only. So Mohini Murti can simultaneously look at all the demons, and then every demon feel, oh, she's looking at me only. She loves me so much, you see. And definitely she will marry me. That's why they were even ready to relinquish the nectar. No problem, nectar mile ya na mile. We will get the amrit or no, we don't get the amrit. We will get the amritmayi Mohini. So this is how, this will be explained by the acharyas, how it is there. They do not care about the nectar once they are getting this sweet talks of Mohini Murti. It may feel a little hard, but people who are bewildered by women in this world, they don't care about going back to Godhead. So what the demons are experiencing, most of the time people also are in this world, bewildered also like that. You give them the nectar of Krishna consciousness, and those people who are bewildered by this, they will not be interested in it. Just like a person who is going to East cannot come to West. It's like a person who is sitting in this class cannot go to a TV show right now. So that's a problem. So now we'll discuss second topic, how the Lord was cheating them, the demons. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in Tika that Upasancharahe, yesterday's shloka it was mentioned, she very slowly moved towards them, and then moving her cloth, ornaments, ankle bells. You see, ankle bells are not to be taken ordinary. You remember how Menaka, just by her ankle bells, disturbed 60,000 years of tapasya of Vishwamitra. And just imagine the ankle bells, the potency of the ankle bells of Mohini Murti. We cannot imagine, we don't have to imagine also. But that is very dangerous. And then very covering her face, which was already very beautiful, smiling very shyly and moving her eyebrows. This is how she attracted their minds. Now also she told to them, you see, I will give you a drop to the demigods. See, they are very impatient people. They are not like you. You are very patient, you are very grave. They cannot resist. So let them have a little bit nectar, one drop, just a drop. And then I will give you the real content to you only. So all the while they were feeling she is in our party. So that's how she was cheating. To cheat a person, first thing you have to convince them is that I'm your friend. Just like our mind is such a nice friend of ours, he always says that you please do this sense gratification, nothing will happen. You are a devotee since 20, 25 years or whatever. At least 11 years, whatever, 15 years. Nothing will happen. And then when we do sense gratification, it pops up. So this is very important that she was, I'm constantly using she, you understand this Lord. So she was trying to make them appear that she was her friend. Now what did the demons think? He said, "Arre Baba, I am drinking the nectar with ears, eyes and mind. The ears were satisfied by the sweet words of Mohini Murti.
eyes by the form of Mohini Murti, and mind was satisfied by the enjoyment future enjoyment which was promised by Mohini Murti, which every one of them was thinking, oh, she will become my wife and we'll have a nice happy life eternally, whatever they were thinking like this. So say that if this nectar is, who cares about the nectar which is coming from the milk? We are getting the nectar right now. So this is how they were saying, they simply had a desire to please her, and that's why they were ready to give the nectar to her, even if she would have drank the whole thing. You have to see, the part of the deal was, they will not speak anything whatever she did. That means she could have not given the nectar to the demigods or to the demons. She could have drunk the whole thing herself. Then also they would have not objected. So main thing was that they were very much attached to her. Putting into a dialogue, one devotee very nicely said, Mohini Murti says, oh, you see how grave you people are, how, to the demons, how nicely you are sitting. Actually, in the previous shloka 20th, Kalpayitva Pratham Panktir Ubhesham Jagatpati, Lord Himself made them sit in rows. So now, suppose we are sitting in prasadam, all of us are hungry, and in the front row, there is nice gulab jamun, rasgulla being served there. Will we be peaceful? We are not peaceful. We say, "Arey, I did not get that item." So just imagine if amrit was served. So still the demons were very peacefully sitting. So Mohini Murti was saying, "You see, you are so peaceful." And purposefully, she made the demigods sit very far away. They are not in our party. So very, very far away. So then she says that, you see, who can be more noble than you? She is telling the demons, you are so powerful. Right now the nectar is with you. They were fighting among themselves. The demigods were not fighting for the nectar because they were weak. So you must be very noble. You see, you are so powerful and still you are ready to share the nectar with demigods. This shows your nobility. Definitely you are so grave. You will not fight with them for such paltry things. So then she said, don't worry, I will only give them the diluted water. Just like you have some, we say, decantation. If the heavy things will settle down and the, I would say, lesser dilute water will remain up, then you can filter it from the top. So like this it was there. Now the demons replied, yes, yes, please go ahead and finish the business with these demons and then tell them to go away. Just give them a drop and then they should not come back again. Then Mohini Murti says, you see, you are very patient people, but these demigods are impatient. So, one second. Yeah. So, then he said, you see, remember what did you say? The demons were saying, no problem. Mohini Murti said, I'm very inexperienced in distributing this prasadam. I have no training in prasadam distribution. So he said, no problem. If nobody gets also, then also there is no problem. So that's why they try to show themselves as very grave and patient. And from this, Mohini Murti said that, from this I can understand that actually you are situated in a different knowledge itself. You are relishing a bliss of knowledge. Actually you are situated in a different bliss only. You are not after this nectar. From this I can understand. So in this way she was bewildering them by words. One thing is there, you must understand that Lord can bewilder also by words. He can give knowledge by words through Bhagavad Gita, and He can also bewilder us by words, just like He did for Vikasur also. He is very expert in that. And also, just like Yudhishthira Maharaj was being explained by Lord Krishna Himself that you are not the cause of the war, but within His heart He was not allowing Him to understand. Similarly, she was speaking very nicely to the demons, and within the heart of the demons also creating an illusion. These two things Lord is doing simultaneously. Okay. Then the demons said, yes, indeed we are very grave, and whatever we have said, we shall remain steadfast on our point. Whatever vow we have taken, we will not change it. Then again they said, okay, so finally, go fast and give to them and come back to us. They wanted not only the nectar, but the nectar of Mohini Murti, her association also. Now, another interesting thing, as Mohini Murthy is going towards the demigods, she is looking towards the demons only. So it seems that she is not interested at all in demigods. That's how Mohini Murthy was bewildering them. Now the question is there, why Mohini Murthy deprived the demons of the nectar? So that is very simply explained. Do we feed milk to a poisonous snake? No. So the Lord had promised the demigods from the beginning, when he had given this suggestion of this churning of the nectar, that they will not get the nectar. That was Lord's intention right from the beginning of the churning of the ocean. Because they were already very cruel people, and if they get more strength, they will commit atrocities on other people also. Now, third theme is, how could the demons tolerate so much injustice to them? See, in our prasadam hall, when we are served prasadam, suppose somebody misses rasgulla on your plate, will we tolerate that injustice? Somebody gets a rasgulla here and somebody gets there, but I do not get. One time I saw that on that feast there were 13 items. So one devotee had 12 items in it, and he was not looking at the 12 items, he was crying for the 13th item which was being given, and he did not receive. I wanted ice cream, I wanted ice cream. So you see, we cannot even tolerate the injustice of an ice cream, what to talk of being deprived of the nectar, which was their whole life's earning actually. So you must understand, it's not a normal thing that they were deprived and they were sitting silent. No problem, give the nectar to them. So there are six reasons, Sukadeva Goswami says in text number 22 and text number 23. If you have text number 22 in front of them, then you can, then you can see. Otherwise, I'm speaking here. And text 22 says, Te palayantaha samayam asuraha. They had made an agreement with Mohini Murthy. Whatever she will do, they will not object. So, and Mohini Murthy said, see, if you object to my mistake, I am not interested at all in this distribution of nectar. So they themselves have said, and the word is samayam. Samayam means agreement. So because they did not want to break the agreement which they themselves had done with Mohini Murthy, that's why they kept quiet. The first reason is they did not want to break the agreement with Mohini Murthy. Now, there's also a problem. Everybody is thinking that she will marry me, the demons. Now, if any demon would have objected, she might have become angry and said, I will not marry you. So that proposal would have gone in the drain. So that's why all the demons were very, very afraid to speak anything against her to make her displeased. This has been explained. Now, this is called Bhasha Bandhan. Bhasha means speaking, and Bandhan means being bound by our words. As they say in Hindi, Raghukul Reet Sada Chali Aai, Prana Jaye Par Vachana Jaye. I heard this, I'm not reading any book, but I've just heard this, that this is the tradition of Raghukul, the tradition of Lord Ramchandra, that I will give my life, but I will not go away from the words. One interesting thing, that if the demons are so steadfast in their vow before Lord, even in the form of Mohini Murthy, how much the devotee should be steadfast in his vow which he took before Krishna and the spiritual master. Just so that we will not displease them. Something which I learned from it. So, Swakritam Samayam Te Palayanta. They themselves have made this agreement. Mohini Murthy had not proposed this agreement. Now, but it has been explained that this is their shamelessness also. To put complete faith on an unknown woman. And not only faith, but they're actually vowing, becoming very steadfast in following the vow which they have given to a woman. Woman means unknown woman. Example is given that Dasharath Maharaj had given this vow to Kaikeyi, and he had to suffer so much. He could have said, okay, I'll give you some benediction, but not that whatever benediction, whenever you want, in whichever way you want, I will give. And he had to suffer because of that. An example also is given of a person, one devotee was mentioning
He was coming to the program in the temple. Then one time his wife said, I am fearing that you might shave your head and join temple. So you please give a vow that you will not go to this temple. Then he stopped coming. Then later on the devotee was asked, why are you not coming? He said, you see, I have taken a vow before my wife that I will never go to temple. So not go to this temple. So then this kind of vow should not be taken. But anyhow, another ISKCON temple was opened. So then he could go there because he has not taken a vow to go to that temple. So he eventually started coming to that kind of temple. But main point which we are seeing is the attachment of Dasharath Maharaj towards Kaikeyi and attachment of this person towards his wife. And for that they were ready to relinquish their relationship, not relationship with Krishna, but at least not Dasharath Maharaj, but to do anything for that vow. It's not a good idea, so before taking a vow, one should actually be very careful. Actually, intelligence from the demon's side should have been that they should have stopped Mohini Murti. Said, what are you doing? You're not giving us a drop also. At least give us a drop of the nectar. Because one drop of the nectar would also have made them immortal. But they were completely bound by their agreement. So the first point we have learned why they did not object was, they had themselves made the agreement with Mohini Murti and did not want to disturb them. Second thing is Kritasneha. Kritasneha means Mohini, this is from second line of the text number 22. Kritasneha says that Mohini Murti has shown so much affection to them. So now their hearts were pulled because of the affection which Mohini Murti has shown towards the demons. And so now when just this distribution of nectar has started, how they could immediately become inimical to her? So you understand the point? Kritasneha, it is in text number 22, if you have the phones you can check. Kritasneha means because of the affection shown by Mohini Murti towards them, that they do not want to break that relationship. It happens many times, somebody has shown affection to us, he may not behave little bit properly, then we tolerate, oh, he has been so much affectionate to me, I should not disturb him or I should not break my relationship with him. Now third is Stri Vivad Jugupsaya. That is also from text number 22. A person who fights with a woman is considered low class immediately. Actually three people one should not fight. A pandit. Pandit means a learned person, a foolish person and a woman. Because if you fight with a pandit, he might mention your name in the Bhagavatam class. If you fight with a fool, anyhow you will not understand your argument. And if you fight with women, you will be considered low class. Because they are considered to be weaker and we should not fight with them. This is from Niti, Niti Shastra. So now, it is interesting. So even in present day, if somebody fights with a woman and she accuses him of something, then he, you know, goes to court or police, then he is in a big trouble. So they did not mind to fight with them. But it's interesting, they are remembering Niti now. Oh, we should not fight with a woman. But they did not remember the Niti when they were fighting with the demigods or the demons. Or Lord Krishna himself. It's very interesting. Demons will use Niti if it is favorable for their sense gratification. Just like example is given, some thieves, they will stole something and they had a booty and they say, okay, let us all be honest and divide it nicely and honestly. So then the Niti will apply. So they will fight with the Lord, they will fight with their own brothers. They are not only demigods, they are their own brothers. Then they will, Niti will not come, oh, we should not fight with our brothers. Then Niti will not come. But when they have to deal with the woman, then immediately the Niti will come. But because it's not the woman, but it's their own sense gratification, which was getting justified by the Niti. So, Stri Vivad Jugupsya. Jugupsya means very bad. We will not fight with the woman. We are grave people, we are demons, we are powerful people. We will not fight with the woman. Why should we fight? Already we have been declared grave. Now, fourth reason is Tasyam Kritati Pranayaha. Now it comes in text number 23. Can you see that? First line. Tasyam Kritati Pranayaha. That means, not only Mohini was affectionate towards them, but they were also very affectionate towards her. So now, how they can be inimical towards her? Love was from both sides. It is interesting that we have heard many times the Brahmachari class that
A brahmachari can be attached to his laptop, just like I may be attached to my laptop, but my laptop is not attached to me. It is not remembering me. He's saying, why have you not touched me? Why have you not seen me? Why are you not talking to me like that? But in the case of attraction between man and woman, the attraction is from both sides. So that's very dangerous. Even if the man wants to leave, the woman doesn't want to leave. No, you have not done this. You have not taken this responsibility. Prabhupada says in the purport. But this is, it appears that Mohini Murthy has shown them affection, and they also had shown so much affection. And it was definitely, affection is shown by giving trust on people. They have given their full faith and trust to her. You do whatever you want to do with the nectar. Just like, okay, please don't take an offense, but people bring their salary to their home and give everything to the wife. Whatever you want to do, you please do. Most of the time it is done like that. Management is done. So, also we see the example of Uttanapad Maharaj. He knew that what Suruchi has told to Dhruva was completely unjust. And he accepts that also later on to Narad Muni. But he could not speak anything. So one thing what we are learning from here is, when we have material attachments, we cannot properly function. In this case, Damodar Pandit, who was chastising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was given a small comment by Mahaprabhu, you are, Nishpaksha. Nishpaksha is what is called in India. Impartial. So you please go to Mayapur Navdeep, and in this way you can correct any Vaishnava who is not behaving properly. So correcting a devotee who is not behaving properly is part of Vaishnava culture, so that he can progress in Krishna consciousness. But for that one has to be impartial. Oh, he is my friend. If he doesn't come for some, he behaves improperly according to Vaishnava behavior, no problem. But if he is not my friend, I will correct him. Then it is not proper. So they were getting partial about this. Okay. So Maharaj Uttanapad also, because of his attachment, could not take care of Dhruva Maharaj. Now, fifth reason is Pranaya Paya Katraha. You can see that it is in the third line. Is it in the third line? I just want to check whether you're looking at the board or not. It's in the second line. So they were Pranaya Paya Katara. That means they were in anxiety that the loving affection which they had gained with her should not be broken. Katara, you understand? Very, very anxious. So they were very anxious. Oh, such a nice lady, best lady. More, Mohini Murthy is more beautiful than Lakshmiji. That means more beautiful than Maya Devi. See, Haridas Thakurji got the highest test by Maya Devi. But then Maya Devi is nothing in front of Lakshmiji. And more beautiful than Lakshmiji is Mohini Murthy. Just imagine the bewilderment of the demons. So then she said, no, we cannot give up this nectar. And they were not so much anxious now to get the nectar of the milk ocean, but they want to have the nectar of loving dealings with Mohini Murthy, and for which they were very anxious. The word is Pranaya Paya Katara. That's why also they did not speak a word to them. Okay. And the last point, the sixth point, which Sukadeva Goswami says is Bahu Manina Cha Baddha. Mohini had given them lot of respect by smiling at them, by sweet talking to them, by her loving glance. So now they were bound. The word is chabaddha. Bahu manina chabaddha. Man means respect. She gave them so much respect, and even she said, you are better than a demigod. Suppose somebody says, you are better than Indra. Well, we will not take it seriously because we know that we are not better than Indra. But let's say there are two mridanga players, both are good, and you say, you are better than him. Then you can say, yeah, I am actually better than him. So the demons and demigods are already having a rivalry. So now she has compared them also with the demigods. They are not so patient and grave like you, not learned like you. So then because of this bahumanena, because of so much respect given to the demons by Mohini Murthy, chabadha, their heart become bound by affection. And that's why also they were not ready to break the relationship with her. Now another thing is that she has already told them, oh, you are so patient and grave. So now how they can show that they are not patient and not grief? So this, so that will prove that they are not patient. So that's why they just kept quiet. Other demons were saying, "Arey Baba, she is not giving the giving all the nectar to the demigods. Chup 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 chup. Keep quiet. Just now she has said that we are all patient and grave. What will she will think? Huh?" So in this way, sometimes it came. When I was working in an NTPC, I remember I gave a book to my senior. That was Life Comes from Life. He was a very good person. He was a receptive. Next day he returned all the books to me. I said, "What happened?" He said, "My wife does not like it. she does not want it me to read these books." So I said, "Okay, whatever." So then this kind of attachment can lead a person to go away from Krishna consciousness. So what happened? Tushnim Asan. Was it there? It's not there. It's there in text number 22. They just kept quiet and they were deprived of the nectar. So many times a person who is who may like to also get the nectar of Krishna consciousness, but sometime he may be held back by these attachments. But a person should always feel, at least remember, this life is like a flash. Another life will also be like a flash. Another life will also be a flash. All those people, it can be wife, it can be brothers, it can be mother or anybody, who says, "Do not practice Krishna consciousness." Then you can ask them, "Can you save me at the time of death?" Leave alone saving at the time of death. When a person dies, do we know where he has gone? So a person who is intelligent should show affection if he is in Grihastha Ashram, as explained by Srila Prabhupada. I am just repeating the words of Prabhupada externally, but his internal affection should be cultivated towards Krishna. "Yes, yes, 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 I will do everything as per instruction." Externally. Internally he should cultivate his loving relationship with Krishna. Otherwise we might be entrapped by these six reasons and also miss the nectar which is getting distributed by the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I shall stop here. If any devotee has any question, we can take some questions, comments. Prabhuji has a question. You can see, yeah, mic is near to you.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Congratulations on all the answers. The typical lesson also for the internal attachment to Krishna and external, like I was just saying, how one can be internally identified
with. It's a very nice question which you have mentioned. Internal attachments mean attachment of the heart. I wanted to say this, you have brought it to my notice. Just like people nowadays have some Lakshmi, let's say 10,000 rupees, then they cannot increase it. I've only heard it, so I do not know much about it. My uncle sometimes tells me. So now they invest in a mutual fund managed by those people who know how to increase that fund. Those who know mutual fund, they know about it. I know this much theory only. So now, very nice point our Gauranga Prabhu mentioned in his class. When a person comes with faith and he invests whatever faith he has to the association of Vaishnavas, and you know how to increase our faith. The devotees know how to increase their faith in Krishna. So when he invests that faith in the association of Vaishnavas, his faith increases. Now, is the faith by which we taste Krishna consciousness. So our attachment internal is where we have taste. Just like taking an opposite example, a person who is attached to drinking wine, he may be in Grihamedi ashram, Grihamedi life. So he may still take care of his wife and children, but his attachment is, when will I go with my friends and drink the wine? Similarly, a devotee in Grihastha ashram or whichever ashram, if he has a desire or he comes and hears about Krishna and the sin of devotees. So externally maybe he engages in household activities, but he is constantly desiring, when will I go and actually have association of Vaishnavas and actually hear Harikatha. Just like Srila Raghunath Goswami, when he was in Grihastha ashram, he was managing the things very nicely, but internally was hankering, when will I go back and associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Rai was met by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Rajamundry, I believe, Then also he was in Grihastha ashram. And when they met in the morning time, first time they met in the morning time, I think it was morning time, then both of them became completely thrilled and completely like lost themselves. So then they said, other brahmanas are there, we don't want to show our ecstasy before them. Then they came in the evening to discuss on the next day. I'm forgetting. So Ramanand Rai was very eager to come and associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like this, so internal attachment means attachment to Krishna Katha. And how it will come? When we actually come and hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, then our faith increases just like a mutual fund. We invest our faith in the association of devotees. I would like to again say this because we were discussing nectar of instruction. Dadati pratigrahnati gohyam akhyati prachati bhungte bhojate cheva shadvita priti lakshanam. Prabhupada very nicely explains, our Krishna consciousness movement is expanding only because outside people are getting this association, this six loving exchanges with devotees. Otherwise, there is no way by which we can increase our faith. There is no way we could have come here, and there is no way anybody else can come to our Krishna consciousness unless he gets these six exchanges. So this is how we develop internal attachment to the devotees, by hearing Harikatha and in the association. I hope it answers your question. Yes, Prabhu, please. With the mic, give the mic. Prabhu, and he was close to you, then Prabhu can ask. Yes.
Harikatha.
Thank you for your blessings.
Prabhu, one question always bothers me is, okay, we are doing Krishna consciousness, as you are saying, if you want to have a body, Krishna consciousness is very important. What happened to those who are saved in our country? What happened to those who are sitting in Siachen in such a cold weather? Those who are protecting our country?
Yes. Prithu, very nice question, Prabhuji. And this has been asked also one time. I will not go into details who asked this question. So, you see, Prithu Maharaj says in 4th canto, anybody does something, anybody inspires him to do something, and anybody supports, they will share the result after death. So we are very peacefully able to practice Krishna consciousness because the other countries are not attacking here. Otherwise, they might come here and then just we cannot even discuss Bhagavatam openly. We cannot broadcast on the net also. So they will also share in the benefit of devotees. Just like we are getting grains, we are taking grains prasadam. Those who are actually growing the grains also get the benefit. One time, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj very nicely mentioned. He said, "Pap and punya is for human beings, but sukriti is for every living being." So how the Lord is giving sukriti to people, we cannot understand. And I know some people from military also, they are actually practicing Krishna consciousness. Yes. So slowly they will come. So actually I know three people who are like, in Hodal we have a devotee who is a main preacher there. He is from person military. In Jhansi I know a person who is from military. One person, I met him in a village, he actually drives tank and chants 8 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. It's not a problem. That's okay. That's their consciousness. They will get some benefit. May not go back to God immediately, but they will be help. They are helping the country, and within the country, the devotees are living, so they get some benefit. Okay. Hare Krishna. You can ask.
You mentioned about Damodar Pandit.
Yeah.
Example. But actually, if you read that section, Prabhupada doesn't appreciate his behavior so much.
Agreed.
He cares about fault-finding.
Yeah, no, he was not. The problem was, he was finding fault with Lord and spiritual master is wrong. But he was a senior devotee in Navadip. That's why Mahaprabhu himself told, you go and because of you, people will not behave independently. That means Mahaprabhu, who's Mahavadanyaya, also doesn't like devotees who behave independently. You can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He definitely, it was criticized. He could have not criticized Mahaprabhu. But he was told by Mahaprabhu to go to Navadip so that devotees did not behave independently. Oh, that's, I agree, but you see that Sanatan Goswami was sent from Puri to here. If we were knowing Krishna is there in Mathura, just in the sense like presently, perfectly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will we come here? But we must understand, when we are serving the Lord, we are with the Lord. That is difficult for us to understand because right now we feel separation. So that we see duality. Like I am with you right now. But we can't understand if I am serving, then how can I be still be there? Like Prabhupada said, there are many devotees in Parapat who have taken a vow to never leave Vrindavan, which is a very great vow. But if a devotee goes out to preach, he is also not disconnected from Vrindavan. This I am telling you aromatic because such nice thing which stuck to my memory. So the service which was given is that affection. Damodar Pandit was affectionate to Mahaprabhu. That's why I am saying. Definitely we should never give any suggestion to the spiritual masters or to those who are senior to us. But those who are under us, in some sense, we have taken responsibility. Then we say, oh yeah, don't come for Mangalarti, no problem, we are a devotee, don't chant japa. So like that, that is also service, which will ultimately help them also. And that's my understanding of it. Okay. Because if he would have been offender, then Mahaprabhu would have said, I don't want to see his face. That Mahaprabhu did not say. Just said, okay, you please go there and help devotees. We be part of the council, Navdeep council for devotees to behave properly. Okay, if any other question is there? No. Thank you all very much. If I would have said something which is something wrong, you please accept the essence part.
Sure. There is one question.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Professor. Yeah. Oh, you have time. I would actually first of all admit what I did. Would you like to know what I did? I did copy paste. I just heard Param Pujya Radha Govind Maharaj's class on Hindi and just made it into English. I do not know any language of Sanskrit much, but I just heard Guru Mukha Padma Vakya is my Shiksha Guru and I just translated it into English and presented it before you. Those who do not know in English, so I just presented a nectar from that thing. And that's what I try to do sometimes, when I don't know the shlokas. Yes.
Hare Krishna. So, you mentioned nicely that if we are not having attachment, it makes that it is able to be perfect to function properly. And who can say that there is no material attachment? We all have. So there is a what to do.
To the degree we have material attachment, to that degree we cannot take any proper spiritual decision, or we cannot be impartial. So we have to be under the care or at least the guidance of those who are not materially attached or less materially attached, and ultimately we should be under the guidance of Shastra. What the Shastra says. Just like if somebody, some grihastha want to give a mobile phone to his young son, that is not what Shastra prescribes. And is neither good for the son also. So I'm just giving one example, but that can be any other example. So we must do our duty. We must try to become dutiful and not become materially attached. And associate with those who are not materially attached. We are materially attached because we are associating with those who are attached materially. Similarly, we will be detached materially if we are associating with those who are not materially attached. That's how what I understand from this perspective.
Yes, I have noticed that sometimes material attachment can be conducive to prayers.
Bhagavatam says, prasangam ajaram pasham atmanam kavayo viduhu sa eva sadhu shukruto mokshadvaram pavratam. That's what Kapil Dev says. That is the highest instruction. Attachment cannot be avoided because attachment is a quality of consciousness. But attachment which is material is bad. So in the same attachment should be there for devotees. Very simple way. How we develop attachment? Dadati prati grihnati, gohiyamakhyati prichati, bhungti bhojate cheva. Simple. So if we have more attachment to our, let's say, devotees, we give them gift, we accept gift from them, we discuss Krishna katha with them, we hear from them, and we give them prasad, and we accept prasad from them, then we naturally develop attachment for devotees. That's why we are all here. We are all materially attached at some point of time, completely attached. But to whatever degree we have been able to leave it, we are because of this association with the devotees. I must clarify, I am not saying if the wife and children are devotees, then one should not take care of them. We should always help them to become Krishna conscious. If they are ready to become Krishna conscious. That part I am not saying because Prabhupada never says like that. But if the wife says, let's go to the cinema or whatever, like then it should not be done. Or anybody says like that. So, okay. I given a real life example. I was giving class in college in GLA. One new student was just at the gate and his friend said, why don't you eat? Well, let's go to the restaurant and eat something non-veg. Just at the gate, he was about to enter for the class. That's how people try to pull you. That's how Maya wants to pull you. Then he said, no, I want to go and hear the class. And he actually came to the class and heard the class. So we also have to use our free will. Very nicely mentioned by Prabhuji yesterday. Free will is our own free will and nobody can interfere in it. So we, with discrimination, with knowledge, we should use our free will properly and associate with those who are actually advanced in Krishna consciousness. Is that okay? Is it 9 o'clock already? We have, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Thank
you. And you said that we should take direction from Shastra.
Yes.
Shastra is a lot of time contradiction.
No. We see contradiction. There is a difference between seeing contradiction and having a contradiction in Shastra. If I am seeing a contradiction, I should seek a society of Vaishnavas who can actually dissolve that contradiction. It's not a problem.
So what is your guidance
Shastra and Sadhu. Shastra is central and Sadhu will explain. See, this is not a contradiction. You see, this, from this angle, it's not a contradiction. Like this, Sadhu will explain. Many times we feel that's a contradiction, but that is because of our own limited vision. So a devotee will explain who has better knowledge of that.
So both should be.
Definitely. Three should be there. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapran ki jai.